With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance speaking out on the incident at the Capitol, January 6, 2021.
I think it's very simple. Look, if you protested peacefully on January the 6th and you've had Merrick Garland's Department of Justice treat you like a gang member, you should be pardoned. If you committed violence on that day, obviously you shouldn't be pardoned.
Vance appearing today on Fox News Sunday.
We're very much committed to seeing the equal administration of law. And there are a lot of people, we think, in the wake of January the 6th who were prosecuted unfairly. We need to rectify that.
Firefighters in Southern California scrambling now to make more progress against the blazes that have killed 16 people as forecasters again warn of dangerous weather, the return of strong winds by possibly Tuesday or Wednesday. Also at SRNnews.com, Wall Street starts the week tomorrow following big losses Friday, a sell-off prompted by a surprisingly robust employment report. Here's Rich Thomason.
The Labor Department says American employers added 256,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate edged down to 4.1%. Healthcare, retail, leisure and hospitality, and government all added jobs. While it sounds good, many investors fear it will slow Federal Reserve interest rate cuts. Fed policymakers have been expected to hold the line on rates when they meet later in the month. For the week, the Dow and the S&P lost almost 2%, while the NASDAQ fell more than 2%. Rich Thomason reporting.
Supreme Court has agreed to consider some reinstating preventive care coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act that were struck down by a lower court. Case came before the high court after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with employers who said they wouldn't be forced to provide full insurance. This is SRN News. Yet another reason to fear AI.
The Sydney Morning Herald reports that doctors on Australian fertility clinics are beginning to use AI to decide which embryos will be used and which destroyed during in vitro fertilization procedures. The newspaper goes on to say that in most cases it appears that parents are not being informed that a computer program is making such grave decisions. Pro-life advocates have long criticized IVF for its destruction of large numbers of embryos. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
McDonald's joining a growing list of companies pulling back on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Ford, Lowe's, John Deere, and others dropping their efforts to promote the LGBT agenda and other liberal causes after a strong backlash from many customers, as well as the election of Donald Trump. This is SRN News. More problems in Venezuela, as the president there has been sworn in to serve a third term, but not without some major protests and problems in the streets.
Tensions have been high in Venezuela ahead of Nicolas Maduro's inauguration. On Thursday, huge crowds turned out to protest against him. The opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, came out of hiding to join, and the opposition say she was briefly detained and then released when leaving the rallies. Since the disputed election, there has been a violent crackdown on anti-government protesters. The opposition candidate, Edmundo González, had pledged to return to Venezuela after fleeing in political exile, but has not said how or when. The government have threatened him with arrest. On Friday, Venezuela closed its border with Colombia in response to an international conspiracy.
That is BBC correspondent Yana Wells reporting. The U.S. and Canada, meanwhile, slapping a new round of sanctions on Venezuelan officials. More details at SRNnews.com.